Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Greetings, audio knots. Still here in this futuristic car in space. Just found some half-finished designs for a tiny submarine that seems mostly like a cry for attention. Let's call it the USS Thirsty. And now we follow our heroes as they break back into a location where they spent 4 years. It would be like devoting season 6 of Frasier to breaking back into Cheers. Begin transmission.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the
Arnie.
What?
Sorry, I can't stand it when you whisper. Can you just talk?
Well, look, okay, I'll try to talk at a lower volume.
No, that's worse. That's worse.
John, I just don't want anyone to know that we're about to break into the Vermilion Minotaur, okay? I don't want anyone to hear us, except for you, dear listener. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, it's a lot. There's a lot to explain. I fell through a dimensional portal into a magical world.
Can we just do that every week? Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's a lot.
We should change the name of the show to It's a Lot. Look, I'm from Earth. I'm trapped in a magical world.
Sorry, I tuned out for a minute.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Mundle, start over again. I tuned out for a second. It's a lot.
Wait, we have Mundle on here?
Yeah.
Where is he? Oh, there he is. Hey, Mundle.
Mundle, don't play too loud. Anyway, we're currently in the bushes outside the Vermilion Minotaur, and we're about to pull off the heist of the century.
Heist night.
Heist night.
Heist night.
And I am joined on this heist, as always, by my co-hosts, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Get wet.
And Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights.
Spaghetti.
Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fiangyark. The Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. Secret names that I shall ne'er speak aloud.
Well, cover's blown.
Yeah, I think if there's anybody... although, no lights. I don't see any candles turning on in the tavern, so... Maybe Activia is a heavy sleeper, or maybe she's out of town.
Wait. On the door there's hours listed. Yeah, looks like it's closed.
Okay.
Now is our opportunity to enter while none do wake. We shall make our way surreptitiously through the door, find all that is necessary to defeat the Dark Lord, magical items of great power, and they shall be ours. Yes. How shall we begin?
I think what'll happen is I'm going to lift up the bush that I'm in and tiptoe real quietly, and then if someone's coming, I'll set the bush down, pop my head back inside, so it'll just look like a bush.
Oh, sure. And when I walk, I'm going to make this noise. Ding, 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 ding.
That's the noise I was going to make.
Ding, 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 ding. What if we always made that noise when we walked?
I don't think that'd be a problem for the podcast because we usually just sit there on our asses.
Shall I fly up to the chimney and make entrance through there?
You can fly?
Yes, of course. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Oh, great. Well, Usidore flew away.
What was that song you sang?
I don't know. All right, John, I guess we got to get in through the front door.
All right.
Oh, wait, that's right. There's a...
Oh, there's a password.
It's password protected.
Mm. I think we just say the word easy, we'll get in.
Okay. Easy.
Easy. That is not the password.
What?
That is not the password.
Open the door, you fucking nerd. Sounds like a nerd.
I am the door knocker, and my job is to take the password and let you in.
Oh, look at that. It's the door knocker itself talking. Arnie, look at that. Look at his little face.
I'm not going to look
at him. He's got a little metal face.
Don't ever look directly at knockers.
That's good advice, young man. Now, tell me what the password is, and I shall allow you to enter.
Do you have a head cold?
I do have a head cold right now.
The password
is... I am just a head, so any cold I have is a head cold.
All right, tone it down.
We're not interviewing you. We're just...
What do you mean? I've been waiting to be a guest on this show for so long.
Oh, you've heard of our show?
I hear your show.
Oh, are you a fan?
I hear you, yes.
Do you want a picture?
I would love them. I would love
to. Arnie, draw a picture of me standing next to him.
Draw a picture.
This is going to take a while.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's, all right.
Chess Drunkborn and I would often shout at each other across the room.
Oh, you know Chess Drunkborn?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. We're both magical beings who are parts of the tavern, so we're always here.
Okay, here's the picture I drew. Sorry, I'm not very good at drawing doors.
Oh, can you just put that in my mouth?
Okay, here you go.
Where we go?
Where does that go?
I have a magical stomach in another dimension.
No, we don't have time for this.
Don't interview
stop
him.
Stop interviewing. We need to stop interviewing
him.
This
is not an interviewing podcast. This is a pull and a heist podcast.
Well, but the thing is, I wasn't always a door knocker. There was a curse put on me. I was a human man at one point.
Another time. Add it to the list, Arnie.
I'll add it to the list.
But if I get my story out there, then maybe I can be
there's no
back.
Time, a man. Listen, password. Rhubarb.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How did you know the secret password?
Oh.
Again, that's
it's
the
Arnie.
Password an idiot would have on
it's Arnie.
Advantage.
And you should know that as a listener of the podcast.
You're right. I'm very sorry. Well, you've made your entry, but don't you want to stay by the front door?
No.
Keep talking.
All right, walk away from the door. Let's find a different way in.
Here. No, no.
Let's go around the
fuck
back.
You,
here.
Door knocker. Here's a window.
Hey.
Here, help me with this rock. Why did I make that noise?
Ding, 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 ding. No, it helped. Anytime you go while you throw a rock,
yeah,
it helps you see the window smash.
Exactly.
Shit, the window reformed.
What?
You guys suck.
Wait a second. Is this window password protected?
Yes. Good luck getting in there without going through me. You already gave me the password, so why don't you just walk through the door?
Wait. Can I answer
too much?
Can I answer a few questions like the make and model of my mother's first cart?
Of course.
Okay.
We answered the password.
What?
We got the password.
The door is swung wide open.
Wow. Was it worth it?
I mean, I don't want to go through that way.
Yeah, it feels like a loss.
I know. I feel like our whole thing is that someone opens a door, we do not go through it.
Maybe we just wait for Usador. Maybe he went down the chimney.
Door knocker, you shall allow me entry or I shall melt you down into nothing.
I don't want to be melted.
Garoth Chempow!
Oh, that was a guy. That was a person who got turned into a door knocker.
Yeah.
You just melted a man.
I thought it was just a magical door knocker.
No, it was a guy. I forget what happened to him, but he said something.
Well, maybe if you had listened to his story and could have related it to me, then I would have been able to act differently.
I felt like he just wasn't compelling enough for us to want to talk to him more.
That's fair.
Oh, is that Drew over there?
He's dead.
Drew's dead?
Long dead.
I don't remember that.
Oh, we all went to his funeral.
The only exception to the no one dies policy. We all agree we were okay with it.
I feel like he's going to make a comeback.
God. All right, let's go inside.
Wait, why do we hate Drew so much?
Why do you like Drew so much?
He's fun.
Why are we talking about Drew? Guys, I'm going to walk inside.
Ding, 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 ding.
I shall enter more quietly than my cohorts, and I shall find magical powers, scrolls and weapons and objects of great magical...
Stop narrating your adventure and join us.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Ooh, it looks weird at night.
I know.
I'm going to take down all of these paintings and see what's behind them.
Oh, yeah. So, do we want to have, like, a game plan in here? Should we just kind of, like, try to find as many magic things as possible?
I mean... If we just say generally magic things, that's going to be most stuff. So maybe we should say, like, magic stuff that we didn't know about that's hidden?
Oh, yeah. Seems useful. Should we make, like, piles? Like, found a magic thing, seems just okay.
Yeah. This, keep, sell.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I think that's a good idea, but I would suggest that we categorize them a little bit. So here's a pile of weapons, here's a pile of objects, and here's a pile of clothing and armor. And then that way we can...
Found something.
Oh, what'd you get?
Well, it looks like an angel's heart.
What?
I think that goes in the object pile.
You sure?
Can it be used as a weapon?
It's a flame. I mean, it's not burning me, but it's on fire.
Yeah, you're just holding a flaming heart.
Can you wear it?
Let me see. Yeah, put it on my head.
It looks good on your head.
It looks
shoot it off
good.
With an arrow.
I don't have one.
Let's find a bow and arrow.
Here, I've got a bow and arrow.
Shoot it off.
Here! Fuck! Oh, I shot Chunt in the face with an arrow. Here, I brought my healing rock.
Oh, great, come Chunt's here. Gonna be another Drew.
Come here, let me smash you in the head with this healing rock.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Ooh, I found something. Here it is. Look at this amulet. Look at the way it courses with magical energies.
Ooh.
I shall put the amulet on and see what it does. And it made me 1 foot taller.
Ooh, your voice got a little deeper.
And my voice is a little bit
more
deeper.
Sonorous, wow.
But your voice got more deep than you would think for just 1 foot.
Yes, but apparently that was the 1 foot I needed to reach this tone.
You were on the cusp the whole time?
Yes, I suppose so. Here, let me take it off. Ah, yes. Yeah, back to normal.
Yeah, that's good. We don't want your voice to change. That'd be weird if from, like, say, episode one to later in the podcast, your voice sounded different.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Inconsistent. Arnie, you put it on.
Okay.
I'm 1 foot taller.
He sounds much better.
Yeah, that's kind of sexy.
I think you should leave that on.
Leave that on, Arnie.
It's really exhausting to do this voice.
You're like 7'6" now.
You're telling me. Well, let's take that one off. It's not that useful. We can sell that or get rid of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's in the wearable selling pile.
Mm.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to pull up some floorboards.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I found an axe.
Is it the weird axe?
The wax?
Didn't we find a weird axe?
Oh, we did find a weird axe.
Oh, wait, no, you know what? That's just under my chair over here.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe this is just a normal axe. It might not be magical at all. No. Why was another floor?
How do we know if something has magic or not? Like, some things are glowing with magic, but other times you show me a magic thing, and it doesn't look like it's anything different than a normal thing.
I suppose I will just have to cast Detect Magic on it.
Now, if you cast Detect Magic, is it 100% going to be accurate?
I mean, I've got like a, 20% chance of finding the correct answer.
Oh, not high.
Guys, real quick, the arrow is still in my head. Does it look funny?
I mean...
Is it kind of funny?
It's wild and crazy.
I think I'm going to leave it in.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
No, yeah. It works for you.
I feel like I want to do a tie five.
Do it right now.
Yeah, we've got some time to kill. Go ahead.
We're in the middle of a heist, but...
All right. Have you ever noticed how spider bears... You ever come across a spider bear and he's weaving a web of honey?
As yes.
They're wont to do.
Yes.
And the spider bear will be like, hey, you want some web honey? I don't think so, my friend. What else?
So far, so what?
Yes.
Got about 4.5 minutes left.
I think I'm done. Wait, what is this? Arnie, are you good at puzzles?
I don't know.
There's like 1,000 pieces and they all seem to fit together somehow.
Oh, okay. All right. Ooh, this is a corner piece.
Okay. I found another corner piece.
Okay. I found the box top. This is what it's going to look like when it's done. Why don't we just look at the box top?
Okay. This is relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? The box top shows a painting of the three of us doing a puzzle, and behind us, there's a ghost with a knife. I don't think we should do this puzzle.
So you're saying if we complete it, a ghost with a knife will appear behind us?
I think so.
Well, is it worth it to find the weapon? Maybe that knife is something we need. Maybe that's the weapon we're looking for, is that ghost knife.
Maybe.
I almost finished the sky.
Arnie, what if we had a knife that when we stab somebody with it, turn them into a ghost? Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, don't all knives do that?
Eventually, but this would be like immediate.
Yeah. Is this like half of a face, I think?
Should I just use magic to put the puzzle together?
Yeah, just use magic.
I think this box top is telling us that it's going to be bad if we finish this puzzle.
Maybe it will be bad if we don't finish the puzzle. Maybe the message is if you don't put together this picture, a ghost will come up and stab you in the back.
Oh, wait. Give me that box top. Oh, if you angle it, you see that there's a cake that says congratulations on solving the puzzle, and the ghost is coming in to cut that cake.
Oh, I do love cake.
Scrimble, scramble, skimble bee. Let this answer of the puzzle appear to me. Ah, there, the pieces are falling into place. Now, even now, yet, oh, so close. Yay. Oh, and it's coming alive. The very picture on the puzzle. The ghost moves towards the cake with the knife. He scrapes off the top layer of frosting, and underneath the frosting where it says congratulations, it says die.
No!
Is there a ghost? Look around. Is there a ghost?
Is there a cake? Look around. Where's the cake?
I don't see a cake. The cake is a lie.
Wait, there's something coming out of the cake on the box. It's an egg. Oh, it's three-dimensional.
Look, what? Look, pulled that out of the puzzle.
That egg just came out of the cake.
I wouldn't crack open that egg.
Here, we crack it open.
No.
Ooh, it's like sugar and caramel?
You just eat candy that comes out of a puzzle?
Oh, look good.
That rabbit's making a chicken sound.
Bark, 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 bark.
This is the strangest night we've ever spent in the Vermilion Minotaur.
Guys, I fucking hate puzzles. Right. Like all the other stuff aside, ugh, puzzles.
Here's what I'll say. The next puzzle we do, let's slow down and really build on it.
Here, let me examine one of these paintings I was looking at before. Do those eyes seem unnaturally alive to you?
Yeah, I mean, they do follow me when I move.
Ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
I could fly up there, but Chunt, do you want to go just grab those eyes? Just yeah. Climb up there, scurry up there?
Yeah. That's right. You know, we don't see enough badger climbing.
Yeah. Let me just position this.
Yes, they popped Ooh. Right out. Oh.
Oh, there's a little tag on here. It says they're the eyes of sliding doors. What are sliding doors?
I don't know.
Is that sliding a place? Doors? The eyes of sliding doors?
Slidden doors.
Slidden doors.
Yes, oh yes, I know the eyes of Slidden doors. Slidden doors was a great wizard of the past. And he, like Can before him, was a yellow wizard.
Ugh.
Oh.
Can't believe Can died. Remember we all went to his funeral?
What?
You don't remember that?
Oh, it was...
We all went to his funeral. It was very...
So sad.
Very sad. It says here that these eyes will show possible outcomes that did not come to be.
Oh. Wow.
It also says these eyes have seen a lot of things, but they're never going to see another one like I had with you.
Oh, yeah, it does say that. It's on the back.
Okay, I'm sorry. I promise I won't read your eye tags ever again.
Okay, where do we put these eyes? Which was the magical item?
Magical objects we want to keep. We might want to see some possible outcomes here.
So we got eyes, we got an angel heart.
You know what? We never solved the Vertarlax wakes thing over on this painting.
Yeah, we also never followed up with the fact that I ate what was inside that egg.
Okay, well, let's How was do it? Your thing.
How was it?
It's pretty tasty. I mean, I feel like maybe for a few weeks a year I'd eat it.
Uh-huh.
But then after that, it's gross.
Wow. What else have you eaten this week?
Oh, boy, let's think back. I had prime rib on Tuesday because that's the ruffled feather special. Mm-hmm. I had ogre ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tasty. Put some sauce on that. I had like a honey Dijon aioli with some fries, which was pretty good.
You're right. This is a rich vein, and I'm sorry we didn't go down it at first.
Yeah, don't hold back. Don't self-edit in any way.
Well, to be fair, exploring the gift I put into the space with the egg was fun, but then after that you said, what did you eat this week? So, to be fair, fuck you guys.
Oh, okay.
Arnie, what'd you find over there?
Nothing.
Also, tell me your whole life story.
Okay, well.
Oh, this is a thrilling adventure.
I was born in Ohio. I think a hospital in Lima, Ohio.
Did you say Lime, Ohio?
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that the wordplay is coming immediately. Lima, Ohio.
You think you were born in a hospital? Where else would you be born?
I know I was born in a hospital. Yeah.
What were your first words when you came out of your mom?
I mean, I think it was wah.
What was the context?
I think I was really startled by so much changing so fast.
Yeah.
You know how that is?
I can relate.
Ever since then, you know, not very good with rapid change.
Mm. Yeah. I feel the same thing. I mean, even, you know, Tussor and I our relationship's moving pretty fast.
Oh.
And I love him, uh-huh. you know. And I feel like, you know, we haven't consummated our relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, you know, I just feel like I'm getting older and older and, you know, I think he
seems
wants.
Seems like a problem.
Yeah. He like wants to have, you know, obviously he wants to be physical, but then I'm like, am I getting too old for this shift?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, meaning, am I getting too old to continue to shapeshift?
Cause yeah, yeah.
At this point, I'm feeling really comfortable as a badger. So it's like, do I want to sacrifice that? Because am I going to find another badger if I want to go back to that? Or am I going to be stuck as Tussidor forever?
Relationships, it's just
hard. And I don't want to put this on your shoulders because I know you don't like Tussidor. So
yeah.
I thought you were going to.
Don't. No, I was just agreeing with you. I'm okay with you, Tussidor. But two Tussidors?
Yeah. I get it. I get it. It's a bit much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Here are two magical swords, a magic wand, mystical armor that protects you from fire, an amulet of cold resistance, a bag of never-ending food.
You, sir, what have you been up to?
I've just been looking around, grabbing things that I thought were magical and putting them in the pile here. What have you two been doing?
Well, we found a magical item.
What's that?
In-depth conversation between two friends.
Yeah, catching up.
Catching up.
We're going to put it in a pile. The most magical thing of all. Right over here, this area, let's just say this area is like catching up. I don't know. The metaphor doesn't really work as much as I thought it would.
No, this is very important. I'm glad you found this magical pile. It's going to help us defeat Jack Shit. Go find some magical items.
We have to fight Jack Shit?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Also, Chunt, Usador's doing most of the work, so I think we can stand right here and just talk while he finds stuff.
Yeah.
He's good at that. That's what he brings to the table.
That's his thing, finding shit.
Yeah. Do you know, honestly?
Yeah.
Do you see a future for yourself in Tussidor?
I do. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've connected.
Boots of increased speed.
Good job,
doing
buddy.
Great. Good work.
Nailing it. I feel like, you know, I do click with him more than any other past relationship,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a thing of like, I guess I'm just scared because a lot of my relationships in the past have just been physical, where it's more infatuation than love.
Yeah.
You know, or lust. So it's just the thing of like, I guess I'm just scared because I am getting older and I only have one sperm.
Yeah.
It's a thing of like, do I, you know, it's a real gamble, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to have a kid. You have a kid. What's that like?
I mean, it's great, I think, as I remember. Yeah. I mean, if that's something you want for yourself, you should definitely.
I think I do. I also, and let me, you know, be honest with you, because you don't like, you know, Lucy Toosie, I feel like that's going to be an impediment. You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
You know, and I don't want my best friend to not, you know, like my partner, because that's awkward.
Yeah. I mean,
could you come around? Is there something he could do to come around to persuade you? I mean, it's that, or I could date Drew.
No,
would you prefer that?
He's dead.
Well, I think I saw an arm shoot out of the grave at the end of the funeral.
No, I heard. I talked to a warlock, and he said he's dead forever. I said, is there any way to bring Drew back? And he was like, no.
Oh, you talked to Phineas, the lying warlock.
Oh, yeah. No, I talked to his twin brother, Trinius, who always tells the truth.
Classic Phineas to lie about being Trinius.
Anyway. You know what? I'm going to go look for some magic items.
Hey, we were having a good conversation.
Why don't you and Usador catch up?
Here's a circlet of increased dexterity, a potion of returning Drew to life.
Hey, Dusty Tomes.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, big man?
Nothing. Just trying to find all the magical items I can.
Nice. But.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Well, I'm committed to defeating evil. And
that's a committed relationship?
I'm going to find all the
magical
items.
Hold up, come back. Hey.
Okay, yes.
Not done with you yet. I haven't tossed you back in the ocean. How are you doing?
I know what you're doing, but how
are you? I feel like we've been friends forever before Arnie came here.
Well, yes, but now you and Arnold are very good friends. And
well, you're
I'm,
still
I'm very,
one of my best friends.
Very busy, you know, because...
You're crying.
I'm trying to not cry, actually.
Oh, that's why you're crying? Is because you're trying not to cry?
Yes. Well, sort of.
Buddy, come here. Can I ask you something? And I want you to be 100% honest.
Yes, please.
Why don't you like Drew?
I'm not sure what the reason for Drew is.
Seemed like just a fun chance to, you know, have a kooky voice.
Oh, all right. Well, I did find this potion of Drew Resurrection.
Of Drew Resurrection or True Resurrection?
Drew.
Well, it's a hyper-specific potion.
Yeah, it's a circlet of increased dexterity and a potion of Drew Resurrection.
Oh. Well, if Drew ever dies, I'll be sure and give it to him.
Oh, good.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Is there anything going on in your life that we don't know about?
I miss Genlevia.
Oh, yeah.
We are on separate paths now, and I fear that perhaps those paths shall ne'er intertwine again.
Can I say, I feel so fucking dumb. I am so sorry. Earlier I mentioned, you know, when Arnie asked what I ate this week, I mentioned ribs, and that must have really hit home in terms of Genlevia. I am so sorry.
No, that's quite all right. These things happen. I can't expect the whole world to adjust to me. I am more realistic in mine needs in the world. I focus on my job and what I need to do. But I want to say, Chunt, I'm very happy that not only do you have a strong and powerful friendship with Arnie, and you must continue to cultivate that friendship. I did just before, but I must admit, the crux of our friendships is quite important to my grand scheme.
Ooh. Of our relationship?
Of all of our relationships.
Oh, well, I feel like this is nice to kind of, pull off the world's greatest heist, but also just to check in with my buds.
Yes, and I would ne'er admit this to Arnold, but I have had a plan in place.
Arnie, you sure got a plan. Arndog.
We talked about the plan. We hang up the plan pile?
Plan pile.
Yes, I'm off to find more magical items.
No, you see, pitch us your plan.
You got a plan?
Show some blueprints.
I have all sorts of machinations and secret plans. Plans you could never understand with your simple mortal minds. Yea, I have vision beyond the mortal realm and can understand things that to you would seem to be nonsense and lights and sounds incomprehensible.
Yeah, but vision dies, right?
Oh.
Gets his head crushed in. I mean, metaphorically, Vision gets his head crushed in.
Yes, exactly. But as a purveyor of such a vision, I must be stalwart. I must commit to this act, and even if sending myself into the middle of the void to consume it with my obsidian arm doth destroy me, then so be it. I have sworn to protect Foon at any cost, and if this be the cost, then I am ready to pay it.
I don't know if we're ready to pay that.
What? I mean, look, no, I'm just saying, if it's Usador's life versus the whole rest of all of reality, then thank you, Usador.
And I do it gladly.
I think that's too great a sacrifice.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Chunt.
Yeah, I mean, the three of us shouldn't have to sacrifice ourselves.
No, but we're not doing it. He's doing it.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to be a martyr.
I'll miss you too, Chunt.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be a real martyr about it.
I'll miss you most of all, Arnold.
No, we got to find a different solution.
Well, I don't know that it will destroy me. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
So what do we know about the void? What are, like, the concrete things we know about the void? We know it's bad. We know we have to defeat it.
It's an expansive nothingness consuming all in its path.
Oh, just like our podcast.
And I think it just feeds on everything. So didn't Spintax say that the best way to stop it is to create? To create more things.
Aye, he did go to Earth to convince Penelope that magic was real. And that way create a new belief. Create. What could we use to create something?
I mean, we create this podcast every week.
Yeah.
If you think about it, isn't that one of the best ways to fight the void? Like, if we were to create something, if we were, like, say we were going to, like, write something down, like, that would take a lot more time. But if you just, like, you know, you're just constantly, like, spitting shit off the dome, like, that's a faster way to just create. And so that way, you're slowing the void down.
Yeah, you're filling the void. What? I mean, holy shit, aren't
you? Everyone on Earth just create shit, like...
Make your own shit. Create your shit immediately.
Make stuff, but don't take a lot of time. Don't make good stuff. Just make.
Like what we do. Just like have so much creation you can't even play with it all. Like there's too much going on.
do not slow down to edit.
Busy, 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 busy.
Yes, yes, if something very rich appears, that doesn't mean you have to stop and pay attention to it. Get on to the next thing.
Yeah, and use the hashtag create the whole thing.
Hashtag if you build it, they will come.
Oh.
Hashtag I believe in Usador, Chunt, and Arnie, and I shall create things to help defeat the void.
That's the perfect hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
And just use the rest of that character limit to create whatever.
Yeah. Just create.
I mean, sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of focus.
Oh, sure. Look, here's the thing. Create, get rid of that self-editor on your shoulder, and eventually you're going to go back and make this stuff good after the void is defeated. And then you'll be, like, able to go back and cherry-pick through all the stuff you've generated.
It would be sort of like if we took our podcast and put it into another format and just sort of cherry-pick the best things to, say, make a television show.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did anybody hear that? I know we're alone, but did anybody hear that?
Is anyone listening?
Please. And if you are listening, please do not take that as a hint that that's happening. Don't be like,
oh, no.
Oh, this is a wink.
This is an if, not a wink.
This is more of a plea.
Is there one of these magical objects we can use to make that happen?
Oh, maybe. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go check that Vertarilax Wakes painting. I'm going to finally get that thing done, all right? I'll be right back.
I thought that's what he went to do the first time.
What was he doing that whole time?
Bathroom.
Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more heist.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
And we're back. Oh, Usador, can I tell you, it brings back so many memories to be back in this space. I mean,
yes.
So many of my formative years have been spent right in this very tavern.
Oh, yes. Look here at our table. This very table.
This very table.
Do you remember when Otak and you and I would just sit around and and eat rooster's feet and just... I enjoy the days as they passed by, and then it seemed like everything went all belly up when Arnold showed up. Not in a bad way, not blaming
no,
him.
No. Yeah, not in a bad way, but just in a different way. Like, things got different.
The Dark Lord really stepped up around the same time Arnold appeared. I had been planning, of course, to defeat him for years, but now it seems like the time is coming when we must face off. You know, it might still be years, but relative to a life of 300 years, things are ramping up relatively quickly.
Yeah, that's what anytime, you know, I think about the podcast, I'm like, things are moving so fast.
That's exactly how I feel.
It's like
it is a break
the brakes.
Neck
pump
space.
The brakes. Yeah. Does that make sense? Pump the brakes?
Yes. A blink of an eye.
Whew. Hey, guys.
I did it. I solved the Verterlax Wakes puzzle.
Oh, nice one, buddy.
Good job.
Yeah, a bunch of people emailed me all the answers like a long time ago. I just forgot to get around doing it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Verterlax Wakes, they're just referring to a tweet from Verterlax where he says, "Yawn, wow, that was one good nap. Yes, dragons nap for weeks at a time. Don't judge me." So I just put in 8/2/15, the date that he tweeted that, and it opened up. And I got this
Sorry,
knife.
What were you saying?
What's this now?
What were you saying? I tuned out.
Oh, I tuned out for
it's
a not, second.
It's, you know, it's okay.
It'll, oh, you got a knife.
Yeah, I got a knife.
Nice, Sharpie knife.
Is this magic?
Ooh, yeah. Maybe that's a ghost knife.
Here, let me see it.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. This is a magical knife. Aye, this is the knife of editorialists.
Ooh.
What? If we do create and fill the void, then I shall be able to use this knife to carve out a hole and enter to reach the center of the void, then using mine arm to absorb it all.
Damn, that worked out pretty well.
Wow.
Actually, since you're kind of...
Seems convenient.
Since you're looking at items and kind of appraising them, would you mind appraising this? It's a figurine that my grandpa had.
This is a figurine mm-hmm. from about 60 years ago.
Oh, wow. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Or? Well, it looks like one of the figurines of the last Barlian Empire.
Okay, yeah, he did fight for the Barlian Empire.
Oh, well, yes, and a lot of people think these figurines are worth a lot of money. But it turns out that this is actually a copy from about 10 years ago, made from the Isle of Migos.
Gotcha. How much would that sell for today?
4 or 5 gold coins, not very much.
Coins, yeah.
Yes,
I think I'm going to hang on to it.
A real one in mint condition would be worth, I would say, 10 or 12,000 gold coins.
Gotcha, okay.
Guys, I did it!
This is garbage, essentially.
I'm going to hang on to it for sentimental
value. Sorry, what did you do?
Guys, I did it! I found some meads. Here's one for you.
Oh!
Here's one for you.
Oh, thank you, Arnold.
That's so nice to be back at this table.
Yeah, let's pop a squat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. What's in your chair? Oh, look at this. It's an invisibility robe.
What? John, where'd you go?
Whoa. Some kids must have been sneaking in here to have some mead.
There, we have filled up these piles with a lot of stuff.
We should also probably take Chest with us when we leave, right?
Oh, he's sleeping. Don't wake him up.
Yo, he gets so mad when
listen,
he's...
Listen, I think you can hear
him snoring.
Aww.
I'd eat this whole town if I could.
That's a weird thing to say in your sleep.
I'm going to go check out the basement. Thank you for the mead.
I'm just going to enjoy
let's just
this very table.
Oh, Arnie, I wanted to tell you something. Oh.
Sorry, I got a splinter. God damn it. I hate old-timey tables, but I love you table.
Well, it's not an old-timey table. It's a table.
Okay, I hate a this-timey table.
Arnie, I had an idea.
Yeah?
What if we use, when we ask people to create to fill the void, what if we used hashtag fill the void?
I don't want to look in that hashtag.
No, let's do hashtag fill
this?
The void.
And people hashtag can, fist the void.
Oh, I feel like fill is such a better way to put it.
All right, we can go with yours. Is it spelled P-H-I-L?
It's P-H-I-L, fill the void.
Fill the void.
Because you know the legend of Phil who put his finger in the dam?
Damn.
And he filled the dam?
I know the legend of... Damn Daniel.
I don't know if I know that one.
Never mind. I'm just at it again.
Damn Daniel. I like that. But I thought we could do hashtag fill the void, and listeners could either, tweet at us with that hashtag about something they're creating or email us using that as the subject line with something they're creating. And then what we could do is take some of those and maybe read them on the air to hear what people are up to help fill the void.
Yeah.
What ideas are helping to fill the void?
Yeah, tweet us the things you've made, whether it's Magic Tavern related or not. Tweet us the things you're thinking about making, because that's very on brand for us.
We need all ideas. You can't stop to edit yourself because editing kills creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you always say to me.
The void is like a blank page.
And we need to draw some squiggly lines like waves, put a sun in there,
yeah.
A little turtle.
Don't think about the fact that with every new word, there's a risk of fucking it up.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Do not.
If you do that, you're feeding the void. Don't feed the void.
Don't feed the void.
Let's give an example. So let's fill the void right now. What are some ideas you've been sitting on, big guy?
What?
What are some ideas you've been sitting on?
Like, to create?
Yeah.
I've been so invested in this podcast, but you know what? I do have some ideas. I don't know if it would work here. You know, I always really wanted to make
this like sticker that you put in a toilet bowl and it like measures the depth. And then you see the depth before you go to the bathroom, and then you see the depth after you've gone to the bathroom.
Listeners, just like that, any dumbass ideas you have,
tweet that stuff at us.
Tweet that stuff.
When I get back to Earth, that's one of the first things that, well, that's like the seventh thing I'm going to do.
I found it.
What?
I found the portal that the Dark Lord used in the basement.
What?
Yes. Yes. Tucked behind some boxes. There's a mystical rune that is blocking it. I can't quite open it yet. But we may be able to use this portal.
Wait, the port at the end of season one where the Dark Lord, like, snuck into Hog's face?
Yes.
Wait, we have seasons?
Yeah. I mean, look, they're longer than you would guess.
I remember the Dark Lord sneaking in and us having a great battle, and I think if we opened this portal back up, we may be able to sneak in and catch the Dark Lord unawares.
Damn, Daniel.
You mean we can just circumvent all this other stuff we're working on? We can just sneak into the Dark Lord's lair and catch him unaware?
Aye. And with the blade of Vase Gohalan, which I have cleverly kept hidden from him, I shall stab him through the heart and end this vile podcast once and for all.
Guys, I don't know. This seems like a very fast path towards... And look, I want to defeat the Dark Lord as much as you guys do, but like maybe we should do a slow and steady approach to it. You know, it's a lot of change really fast.
But this podcast is already going at a breakneck speed.
Yeah, Arnie, we were saying we can't sustain how fast we go.
I don't know. I'm just scared of portals, you know?
Understandable.
You know, when I was a kid, I have this vivid memory of just sitting on my front step.
Oh, you've told us this memory.
I have to go examine that portal some more and figure out how to open it.
Should I come with?
Yeah.
Okay. Just me and the U table. I miss you, buddy. You gave me a little bit more courage than I had otherwise. All right, table. I'll see you soon. All right, guys, I'm coming downstairs.
Yes, you see it's blocked
just
here.
Every time he tells that same story, and I just kind of my eyes glaze over.
It's worst.
Guys, but, I hate this basement. So many bad things have happened in this basement. The Dark Lord snuck into Foon. We accidentally killed Blemish and something about the sacks of flour.
There's all the sacks of sentient sacks of flour.
Blemish killed himself, let's be honest.
20,000 roaring orcs.
Here, you see now? If I can simply remove this rune, we will have access to this portal. I'm not sure where it leads, but if the Dark Lord used it, it must lead back to him.
Ooh, Usador, I don't know if this is too much to ask. With your magic, can you create some sort of sticker to put into the portal to measure how deep it goes?
Why, yes. Like those toilet stickers they already have?
What? Shit, I didn't want to tell you, man. I'm so sorry.
You already have those here?
We've had them for years. That was like one of the first inventions.
The first invention?
It was like somebody cut down a tree and made it into a table and chair, and then the second thing they made was the toilet sticker.
Well, I appreciate that I had a good idea for my world.
Yeah, that tells you something, that if it's already a thing,
you know what? I shouldn't self-edit. You know, I had that idea, and I was like, is it a good idea? I'm scared to put it out into the world. But you know what? It was a good idea, and I shouldn't self-edit. You know me. I always self-edit too much. I don't just say whatever dumb thing comes to mind.
Do we ever edit the podcast?
Mm-mm. No.
Everything we say makes it in?
No.
Drew's alive.
If you like this podcast, it's 100% the three of us. No one else makes it better. No one else to thank. If there were credits at the end of this podcast, which they are not, they would be lies. Oh my God, an owl!
Get off
Boy,
the staircase.
The sound of that owl was amazing.
Terrifying.
And that owl totally made that sound. No one else did that.
Hey, guys, listen to me tap dance.
Wow. Listen to me tap dance. Ding, 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 ding.
Listen to me and Arnie tap dance together.
Ding, 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 ding.
Just all us.
Anyway, what were we doing?
Oh, we were going to have that lion, that cat, that dog, that dragon, and that cockroach all scream at once.
One.
Two.
Three.
What a sound.
I expected better.
Well, Arnold, I'm so proud of you to have reinvented the poop up the volume sticker, but we have to focus on opening this portal and making sure we have an opportunity to strike at the Dark Lord's very heart. open his inner sanctum and go to where he lives and hit him where it hurts.
Right in the nuts.
Right in the nuts.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
Right in the nuts.
All right, guys, is it okay for me to say I'm scared?
Yeah.
Of course.
We're your friends. That's what we've been...
I know, and it shouldn't be a hard thing to say, because scary shit happens to us all the time. And jumping into a portal to the Dark Lord's lair, that's scary, but I'm scared. I am scared of doing it, and I'm scared all the time, guys. This is this is not my home, okay? And I've been here a long time, and I'm scared, okay?
This is my home, and I'm scared all the time.
You're scared all the time?
Every second of every day. I'm like, am I enough? Or, like, when I say something, I'm like, did anybody hear what I said? Is it
I hear everything worth, you say, I swear, is it worth, Sean. Sometimes I just choose to pretend like I don't.
Oh, that means a lot to me.
It's because I'm scared, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just talking about whatever we're talking about.
Sure.
The point is, we're all scared. Everyone's scared. It's a scary world.
Yeah, I know. Usador, you gotta be scared.
Only the foolhardy are never scared. The truly brave move forward despite their fear. Mm-hmm. They look fear straight in the eye and they say, nay, not today. You shall not be the one who controls my destiny. I do feel the fear, the palpitation in my heart, as the stink of battle doth enter my nostrils. But then I sally forth and I do attack.
Yeah, fear is the wood that lets life burn bright.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
Do you like it as much as poop up the volume?
Well, I didn't come up with that. Whoever invented that sticker did.
It's a fucking genius.
What was your sticker called?
I didn't have a name for it yet. I wasn't, not a name first person.
Marketing's important. But here, let me focus my magical energies on this rune covering this portal.
Hello from the poopy toilet.
Woof. Sorry.
Guys, I need your support right now. I'm scared.
I can't focus on this.
Wait, say it again.
Hello from the poopy toilet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That is beautiful. Yes, and that's brilliant.
Thanks.
You are a genius, an artist, and a poet.
Before we go into this portal, can I have a red potion? It would just help regulate me a little bit.
But I feel like if you take a red potion, that's going to take off some of the edge of fear, and I feel like we want that fear front and center, right? We need to follow the fear. Follow your fear.
We shall not enable you on this day, Arnold. If things are desperate and you are truly hurt, yes, perhaps we shall give you some red potion to restore thine health. But to restore thine mind is a different matter altogether.
What are you, a Scientologist?
No.
What is that?
Fear is natural is all I am saying. What you're feeling is perfectly natural.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's not hesitate. Let's do this together.
Elavian, Balashin, Dwarmben, Dwarmbon, Dwarmshim. I've opened it. I feel the palpitation in my very heart. But I draw my sword. I raise my staff. I kiss the owl.
Aww.
And into the portal I do fly!
Wait. Sorry to grab you, blue guy, but put away your sword. Grab my hand. Arnie, grab my hand.
Yes.
Okay. Let's walk in together.
Together we shall be stronger.
Are we all holding all of each other's hands?
Well, that would just form a circle. Yeah, let's do that. Yes.
Okay, who's... All right.
Okay, so I'll... So then you need to put your staff down?
So right. You have to sort of hold on to my staff.
Well, I have
also
my grandpa's figurine. I'm going to just throw that away.
I know this probably looks stupid, but this is really helping me. And thank you, John.
Good. Let's hold hands in a circle. Okay. And let's spin into the portal.
Okay. Let's just...
You know, like how you walk into a room?
Yeah. This portal's a little slim, so it's going to be a little...
Right. I just thought to walk abreast, because that way if we're holding hands walking aside each other, then that way we all step in together. But if we turn in a circle, one person's definitely going to enter first. But if you're okay with that,
let's do
that.
Who's not holding hands, then, if we're just doing it in a line?
I shall hold onto my staff, and I shall say, Gaeliv Lichtenkammer, so that we may have some light on the other side.
Okay, Arnie, why don't you get in the middle? I'll grab your hand.
Okay.
So you grab me, you grab Usador, and...
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we come. Walking down the street.
We get
getting the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, it's the portal!
Hashtag fill the void.
That was abrupt and unprofessional, and not in the usual way. No song, nothing. And the transmission is just gone. Well, that's it. If the Schlubbo Trinity is gonna dive into every portal they encounter, I'm heading back to the bunker to fix this. Meanwhile, you see what happens without a guest to play peacemaker. This show descends into auto-cannibalism like that. What's that? Doctor Who lost his companion and now he's insane? Sorry, she's insane. I can't keep track. What I do know is that thing owes me a ton of money. And a tweed suit. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by a can of gravel trapped inside a dryer. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by an Urban Outfitters catalog. Chest Trunkborn, the Sleeping Mimic, was played by Travis McElroy. Listen to Travis on the podcast My Brother and Me, along with a veritable avalanche of other podcasts, all detailed at McElroyShows.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This week's episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I don't know. There's not a lot of blends of fanciful ideas and arguing floating around out there. Maybe put on Bridge to Terabithia and have a dog barking in the background? Hey, want more Adol Refai in your life? I know my answer, but listen to these words. Riddles, puzzles, whodunits. Check out the new HeadGum podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle. Hosts Adol Refai, Chunt the Shapeshifter, Aaron Keefe, Momo the Mouse, and John Patrick Cohen of the Campaign podcast try to solve riddles while discussing and dissecting along the way. Can you solve the mysteries before they do? Hey Riddle Riddle premieres Wednesday, July 25th, but subscribe now on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. In the meantime, Matt Philip Pullman called. He wants his knife back. All right, future car, take me home.
I wish I was stickier. Oh no, don't put me in the box. Not a box in a box. No, please don't put me in a box. No, please, not the watermelons. No, not the melon water. No. Time to make the donuts. I call it fruit by the foot. It's 6 feet of bubblegum for you, not them.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.